Hi, welcome to The Sync Show. I'm Neha, and this is a show where I talk about all things artistic swimming. Before I start the episode, I wanted to apologize, because there's thunder and rain happening outside, so if you hear any of that, I am sorry, but I had no other time to record this episode. Today I've decided to do the episode by myself. I will be talking about my experiences this year, it being my first year 13-15, my first year national, and my first summer coaching. The season started in early September and ended in early June. We competed at 5 competitions, including national and provincial championships. Since the end of the season, we've been doing skills and drills with the whole club twice a week. We've also been coaching the younger swimmers in tri-synchro and recreational sessions. A couple of my friends and I were also assistant coaches at the recreational synchro camp. Overall, this year was really fun. My team and I grew closer than I've ever been with any other team I've had. We trained together almost 20 hours a week, not including competitions. We competed as a team of 8, and our routine was 70s disco themed. I also swam a duet with Naomi, and it was pirate themed. In January, we had a little bit of a setback. The entire province of Ontario was put into lockdown, and our first 3 competitions, Lisa Alexander, Waterloo Invitational, and Ontario Winter Games, were cancelled. Despite this, things got back on track eventually. We got to travel by plane to both Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, and Quebec City, Quebec. And they were awesome. We stayed in hotel rooms in groups of 4, and I was with Naomi, Lexi, and Margarita. At national qualifiers in Saskatoon, we competed figures virtually, and then competed team and duet in person. We got our highest score ever for team, a 65. Unfortunately, our duet didn't go that great. We got a lower score than we did at our first competition. At Nationals, we competed all 3 events in person. The figures were Siegel and Rio. My team collectively got our highest average figure score of the season. For duet and team, we also got our highest scores ever, 67s in both. During our time in Quebec, we got to watch and support the older team from Waterloo and watch Team Canada swim the tech routine twice. It was really cool. In between our national competitions, we competed at 3 provincial competitions. First, we had Leslie Taylor in Markham. Now, about 2 weeks before the competition, we had to send in videos for figures. Then, I tested positive for COVID, but most people hadn't finished recording their figures. I know, fantastic. We had to miss our last practice that we could have recorded the figures to make sure that nobody else had symptoms. At this point, we also hadn't even done a single full of our duet. After I was back to being negative, we buckled down and got fully ready for the competition. This was the competition that would qualify us for nationals, so at our 4th swim of our duet ever, we got a score of 63 and got 12th place. This was enough to qualify for nationals. Then, we competed team on my birthday and ended up getting an award for 6th place in routine. Our second provincial competition was Hilton, after national qualifiers in Saskatoon. We competed in Markham again. Unfortunately, before the competition, we messed up one of our highlights and I fell onto Naomi. This caused her to get a concussion and not be able to compete at Hilton. There were also no figures at this meet, so I only swam team. At Hilton, they divided team routines by 13-year-olds, 14-year-olds, and 15-year-olds. Our team ended up getting first out of the 13-year-old teams, despite it being our lowest score of the season. We scored a 61. Our final provincial competition was Ontario Championships. The first event we swam was figures. We competed Jupiter and Rio. This was my highest figure score of the year. The next day, we competed duet. Since we had competed at nationals, our duet was considered an exhibition routine, meaning that we were not eligible to win awards. However, we finished with the top score in the event in both routine and championship. Then we competed team. Again, we were exhibition. Our swim received a score of 65, and we finished in 3rd in routine and 4th in championship. It was a successful end to our season. Since the season ended, I've been coaching, which is a pretty new experience to me. I enjoy working with kids quite a bit, and it's really nice to get to teach them something that I'm so passionate about. As expected, you get your fair share of 6-year-olds that don't listen, but what else can you really expect? Plus, I'm sure I was like that too. So all I can do is feel bad for all my coaches. Obviously, we're just teaching some basic things, but it has made me realize that I'm interested in teaching some older and higher level swimmers some more interesting and high level stuff. The biggest thing that I will say that annoys me and all my teammates is when some people sign their kids up for synchro when they don't even know how to swim. Then we're stuck teaching them front crawl and flutter kick even though we're not there to teach kids to swim. It gets pretty frustrating. But overall, it's been a pretty good experience, and I think it will be a good way to get my volunteer hours in high school. Since the end of the season, like I said, we've been doing skills and drills with the whole club. For those of you who don't know, there have also been some changes to the FINA judging system, and there have been new figures and elements released. We've been working on them as a large group and learned all of them. We've also been working on some of the more important things they want to see in routines, like thrusting, spinning, flexibility, etc. Outside the pool, my team and I have been doing a summer workout challenge. Each of us do separate things, but for me, I've been working out 6 days a week since June. I do things like runs, skipping, ab workouts, cardio workouts, bike rides, strength sets, and I'm lucky enough to have a pool just down the street, so I also work on my figures and routine skills there. I also stretch my splits and my back every day. In terms of next year, we still don't really know how things are going to work. Naomi is no longer swimming with us, and we're not sure how many other people on the team will be coming back next year. There will probably be some new people as well. Of course, Naomi was my duet partner, so for this year, we're not quite sure what's going to happen. Of course, I could do a solo, but I would prefer a duet, so we're trying to figure out what to do about that. I'll let you guys know when we make a decision. Things. Throughout the summer, a few athletes from the older team at Waterloo have been swimming for Team Ontario and Team Canada. With Team Ontario, they competed at the sync competition in Edmonton and ended up winning every single event. This led them to qualify for Youth Worlds in North Carolina. They had amazing swims, and the duet even placed third. Another swimmer from Waterloo has been training with Team Canada and is preparing to compete at Junior Worlds in Quebec. By the time this episode comes out, they'll be done. Now, obviously, I wasn't one of the people on these teams. However, if you guys didn't know, I've wanted to swim for Team Ontario since I was about 9 years old. Last year, I qualified for Ontario Artistic Swimming's Provincial Development Camp, which was essentially the COVID equivalent to Team O. Unfortunately, we didn't get to compete or really get the Team O experience. So, of course, my team and I are hoping to make Team Ontario in our next few years of 13 to 15. I think overall, that's what happened for me and my team this year. I'm thinking of doing a recap like this every year, so let me know if you would be interested in seeing that, using the link in the description of this episode. If you made it to the end, I'm very impressed, because I feel like I would have gotten bored at this point. Thank you so much for listening, and I'm still not sure what my next episode is going to be, so look out for that in 2 weeks from now. Don't forget to leave feedback and episode ideas using the link in the description, and I'll see you next time. Bye.